Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 9 through 13. Let's read it aloud together. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. I would like to preach, if y'all will let me, again this morning from the Lord's Prayer. And I would like to preach from the first two words. Or it's called the Lord's Prayer. It's actually the Lord teaching us to pray. We ought to take note very seriously in our prayer life of this that the Lord has taught us here. He's the best teacher that's ever taught a class. He's the best teacher that's ever taught on prayer. Matter of fact, there's no way I can even attempt to teach on prayer. I would just like to let the Lord to use me maybe to enlighten us, or not really enlighten us, but encourage us to pray. It's not so much how we pray. Lord, we're not praying. Hello? The day and hour we live in, it's not how we pray, it's we're not praying. We've got to get down to business and seek God and get to praying. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. I've found if people humble themselves, they'll pray. And if people are praying, they're going to humble themselves. It just is hard to hold on to pride when you got a prayer life. Did you know that? When you got a consistent and a daily walk with the Lord, it's just kind of hard to be prideful. Because that prayer will change you. That walking with God will change you. I'd like to preach this morning about the first two words, Our Father. Jesus here is teaching us to pray. Matter of fact, in Luke, the Bible says, as he was praying in a certain place, the apostles said, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray. And he says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father. I would like to look at those two words right there, Our Father. If the Lord would help me, and you'll help me this morning. Our Father. There's so much that's found in these two words here. And it's not found in preaching. I've realized that preaching on the Lord's Prayer, this will be the seventh Sunday morning that I've preached on the Lord's Prayer. I have realized that people are not, and the church is not going to gain anything through my preaching. But if I can get you to start praying, that's where you'll find it. So when I'm preaching this morning, and in every message for sure, it's not that we're going to find anything through this preaching of mine, but we'll find it through praying it. I felt the Lord deal with me on 12 things that we could pray in this Lord's Prayer. 12 things that we could pray and take 5 minutes and pray 12 things, and you prayed an hour. And I'm telling you, there's at least 1,000 things you could pray in this prayer. Y'all are looking at me this morning, and my insides are just about to jump out for what the Lord's dealt with me. I mean, it's just like it's boiling inside of me, and I don't know if I can get it out or not, but I thank the Lord for helping me. It's been about probably 3 or 4 months ago that the Lord dealt with me this, and my whole prayer life has completely changed. And I'm not saying that your prayer life is going to change, and not that I want it to change, but I hope and pray that the Lord would help us to pray more as a church. Pray more. Seek God more. Our Father, if we pray this in the purity that the Lord teaches us, in the purity of His Spirit, it will bring unity amongst ourselves. Because He did not teach us to pray "my Father," He taught us to pray "our Father." So when we pray this and we seek God in the purity that He gave us, we will actually be drawn closer to one another. I thought, and this is such a simple thought, but I realized through this prayer that if it wasn't for the Lord, which we can all say this, but I realize it in a greater sense, if it wasn't for the Lord, if it wasn't for our Father, I wouldn't be married to my wife. I wouldn't have my children. I wouldn't know you people. I wouldn't be in the family of God. And so when I see our Father, it draws me closer to my family, because I realize it's because of Him that I even have my family. And it's because of Him that we have a church family. What would you do without your church family? Some people probably get along better, but I wouldn't. Or some people may think they get along better. I know that I wouldn't. I need my church family. The Bible talks about the household of God. And we realize through prayer how that it's because of Him that we have one another. And it's because of Him that we even exist as a family. If it wasn't for the Father, there would be no our. There would be no, we wouldn't exist as a family. We wouldn't have our immediate family as a husband and wife or children, brothers, sisters, family, in the sense of a literally family. Amen. But also stretching on out to the family of God. We wouldn't have brothers and sisters. We wouldn't know. We wouldn't meet this one, that one. People that is close to me and people that have had an influence on my life. I would have never met them if it wasn't for our Father. Not only would I have never met them as far as my existence and their existence, but we would have no relationship with each other. Me and my family would have no relationship. Amen. We would not be together. The marriage is held together through the Father. Because of His existence, we exist. And not only do we exist, but our relationship exists. And not only do our relationship exist as a family, but our relationship exists as the family of God through our Father. So He teaches us to start out in prayer, amen, to literally pray as unified, amen, unified our family. It gets completely rid of all selfishness. True prayer, in the way Jesus taught us right here, gets rid of all selfishness. You just don't think much about yourself when you really pray in the purity that the Lord wants us to right here. Our Father. It's because of Him that we have relationships. It's because of Him that we have a relationship with Him. Not only because of that, and not only relationship with our family and our church family, but also Jesus Christ and also Him. There's so much wrapped up in this "our." I mean, I'm looking at this as a father who cares and longs for his family to be unified. I never found one time in the scripture where the Lord, amen, wanted to divide or wanted to confuse or wanted to separate. Matter of fact, He said, "What God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." Talking about the husband and wife. There's so much there in the scripture about unity. And if we ever needed unity, we need it in this day and hour. Jesus said, "A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand." If
if Satan be divided against himself, he cannot stand. Amen. So unified kingdoms will stand, and a unified army will stand. And church, we will become unified in prayer. Amen. That's what brings us to the Father. Hallelujah. Is prayer. Going boldly before the throne of grace, not alone, but together as the family of God. Amen. And not trying to push or shove our way in the front. Amen. But this Father that we have is the one that brought us together, and it pleases Him when we stay together, and it pleases Him when we are, amen, focused on the same goal, our Father. And so when we realize that through prayer, and when we realize what makes Him satisfied, when we realize what makes Him happy, when we realize what pleases Him, it don't please God if you've got a grudge or a problem against your brother. It don't please God. Matter of fact, if there's problems with a husband and wife, the Bible says that the husband to give reverence to a weaker vessel, the wife and Peter, and said that your prayers be not hindered. That's in the scripture. So when we come to God, and the more you come to Him, the more you understand that our Father's the one that put us into existence. Our existence is because of Father. Not only is our existence because of Father, but our relationship is because of Father. And so it binds us closer together. I believe if we'd start praying more, we'd be closer together, church. We'd be unified in one cause. We'd be unified in one goal. We'd be unified. My God, if husbands and wife would just kneel down on their knees together, if families would just pray together, there'd be a lot less problems. Our Father. Jesus is trying to bring us together here through prayer. You come together through prayer. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Moms and dads to pray with their children. It's a unify. It is a unity that comes through prayer. They don't come from nothing else. There's a lot of other things that benefits unity. But I would like to preach this morning about our Father. So when we come to our Father unified, not only do we have a realization it's because of Him we're together, amen, but we have a realization that it pleases Him that we are together. And so it builds our relationship. The reason some people have problems with relationships is just they don't ever pray. Hello? Come on, church. We got to get to praying. We got to get down on our knees and go to the Father, saying, Our Father. So we come to Him, amen, as a family. I said we come to Him as a family. He's the one that put us together. It pleases Him that we are together. I believe, and I want to say right here, surely every family in here prays every day together. I mean, we've got Christian folks right in here. And surely everybody in here prays together. But just say somebody was to get the CD. And there's a husband and wife and they're not praying together. She goes this way and he goes that way. I mean, and you know, and just their life is so messed up. I want to declare unto you by the word of God that if you'll start praying together, you'll see things happen in your home. Amen. That you never dreamed of. You'll have a love for each other that you never thought possible. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I told my wife the other day I couldn't love her no more. And she looked at me, I said, I can't. I love you so much, I can't love you no more. I'm telling you what, I'm thankful for the relationship that is built in prayer. And if there be somebody that listens, or just for chance there's somebody in this place today that you don't kneel down on your knees as a family together, you better start now praying together as a family. It builds the relationship because God wants you to. It pleases God. Pray with your children every day. Not once a week, every day. Lord, help us. Y'all looking at me. Y'all tired or y'all not praying? Which one? Huh? I mean, we got to get to praying, church. We got to get to praying as a family. We have got to get to praying or the devil's going to sneak in. Our Father is the one that gave us our existence. Our Father is the one that gave us our relationship. And our Father is the one that draws us ever so closer together every day. I want to look at Him as a mediator. Amen. As two brothers that have a problem when they come to the Father. And when the Father resolves it because they came together. I'm telling you what, if you've got a problem with someone, why don't just you and them go to the Father? Don't go to nobody else. Go to your Father because He's the mediator. He's the one that gave the existence. If you have family problems or marriage troubles, go to the Father together because He's the one that gave you the existence of your marriage. And He's the one that built the relationships in the marriage. So as a mediator, as a provider, just as a little child, not only as maybe two bickering brothers come to the Father, or brother and sister, amen, and the Father resolves it and there is no more problem at all. Matter of fact, the problem is forgotten because of the Father. But as a little child, amen, who is so helpless and so hopeless, amen, our Father is like, amen, father and mother. He literally provides everything. When we don't know what to do, He feeds, He clothes, He protects. Amen, He gives us everything we need. Our Father, He takes care of us. Amen, you know, He takes care of us through prayer. He said, you have not because you ask not. Amen, I want to ask you, do you have a need this morning? Have you been to our Father about it? Hey, listen, I wish I could help you. Amen. But our Father can help us. Amen. He's helped me. He's helped others in the family of God. He is the provider. He's the need meter. Amen. He's the one that takes care of every need. Amen. But you've got to go to Him and cry, our Father, the provider. Amen. As a little child growing up a little bit older, amen, maybe a toddler, He's the protector. When the child reaches, amen, for the burning stove or for the, amen, whatever's danger there, the Father, amen, takes upon Himself and restrains. And the Lord is the protector. Amen. When the child is fixing to go into the busy street spiritually, they're fixing to make a decision that will ultimately be their ruin. The Father steps in the way and protects. That is our Father. Amen. Get a little older and it comes training. Amen. And discipline that just like Hebrews 12, He dealeth with us as sons because He corrects us. I'm talking about our Father. Amen. Go on up a little bit, teaching the ways and the skills of life. Amen. The work trade. Amen. The force. Amen. And that will cause them to be able to survive in this life. This is how you skin a deer. This is how you take the hook out of the fish. This is how you cut a 2x4. This is how you nail a nail. This is how you do this. Now don't touch that. All this, a father teaching his young son or daughter the ways of life that he will use until he dies. That's our Father. He knows all about it. He's already done it. Amen. And I'm telling you what, whether you know it or not, you learn those ways of God. You learn the ways of our Father while you're on your knees in prayer. Oh, God, help us to survive. I mean, if we're going to survive in this world, we're going to have to know something. The reason some people can't survive, they never had a dad. Hello? And, you know, it's getting worse and worse in this day and hour we live in. The absence of the Father in the home. This ain't Father's Day, but it is Father's Day. Because this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. And some people, the reason They ain't got no skills in life or something. It was the absence of the father. Maybe working too much or didn't take time or maybe, amen, run off and a single parent or something. We've got a problem in society, which is the absence of the father. But we've got a problem in the church, and it's not the absence of the father. It's that we've left him and we've quit going back to him, amen, in prayer. We've quit crying out to him in prayer. We've stopped coming boldly before the throne of grace in prayer. I believe with all of my heart, amen, that family problems would stop if families would just start praying together every day. I believe it with all of my heart. Marriage problems would stop if they would start crying "Our Father" every day in prayer. I mean, I could be dead wrong. Maybe what we need is a bunch of counseling and a bunch of teaching. But I believe these two words could fix the family problems in this nation. Our Father. There's never been a need that was too big for Him. Can I get a witness? There's never been a problem He couldn't take care of. And so here we have it, a baby, a toddler, amen, a young child. Now we have someone, amen, stretching on out into adulthood. And the father is still there caring so much. Amen, saying, giving advice, giving direction, amen, giving hope, giving encouragement. Amen, I'm telling you what, our father is all we need. He's got everything we need. Amen, then you have an adult. Amen, that's living on his own. He's a servant, he's a working, he's a doing good. But he comes across a problem, and the first person he calls is his dad. Hello? How would you do this? And the problem is fixed just like that. I'm telling you what, we've got mature Christians that serve God for years. Amen. But there is always the need for the Father. There is the need to cry out for the Father. Amen. We must have a relationship with Him. He knows, He cares. He is always there, our Father. Amen. I'm telling you what. Amen. It's that relationship that we have with Him. When we cry out our Father, we realize who we are and we realize who He is. Not only that, but we realize who our family is. We realize who our extended church family is. And it's all wrapped up in this, our Father. Amen. Who we are and who He is. Do you know Him today? Is He taking care of you? Is He guiding you? Is He directing you? Maybe I should just ask, are you praying every day? Our Father. Praise God. I said, praise God. So here we have the Father all through life helping us. Amen. All through life touching us. All through life being there for us, being there with us. Amen. Always ready to help us if we'll just reach out to Him. So now we have it. Amen. Coming into adulthood and you know, living for God, serving God. We still need Him. I said we still need Him. If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need Him now. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Amen. When the Father, the genes, Amen. All of that is passed down into our blood. When we're saved and adopted in the family of God, we literally have a blood transfusion or whatever you want to call it. Amen. He takes His blood and applies it to our life, and we literally become His child in the Spirit. I'm telling you what, today, right here in this service, the Lord would like to help us with these two words, our Father. Jesus said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father. The relationship that we have with Him, amen, the bloodline He's given us, the inheritance He's given us, all of it is because of Him. We realize who we are in His family. We realize who we are in relation to Him. But we realize who He is in reverence, and we give Him honor and we give Him glory, because it's because of Him that we're saved. It's because of Him that we're even alive and move and breathe and have our being. It's because of Him that He helps us. It's because of Him that we can have a move of God. I'm telling you what, church, our Father is what it's all about. Come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. And I will receive you, will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says in John chapter 1, He came to His own received Him not, but to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I'm telling you what, church, y'all are sitting there this morning. Y'all are looking at me. That's all right, I'm looking right back at you. Nobody asleep? Mighty quiet this morning. I'm afraid somebody don't know what I'm talking about. Afraid there may be somebody here that just don't know. I mean, with what we know about our Father and how He's helped us, how He's touched us, how can we pass it off? I'm afraid there may be some that don't know what I'm talking about right here this morning. You don't have a relationship with the Father. You don't have a daily walk with Him. Maybe your family is having trouble. Our Father, praying together. Our Father, where the relationship will draw closer. He just has a way of fixing things that are broken down. I can't explain it, but He does. And when you're talking to one of your own blood family, you don't have to explain everything. You just got to say a few things. Well, He said, you know. And there's so much already known amongst you about your Father that you get the whole picture immediately. Am I right? It's the same way in the family of God. I may be doing a poor job trying to explain it this morning, but really I don't know if I could explain it. But if you know Him, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our Father. There's never been a day when I rose and knelt down to pray that He wasn't there, already waiting, ready to help. There never was one family problem or one argument in our marriage, amen, that He was not able to resolve just in His presence. Amen. In His presence is fullness of joy. And His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. He's also the healer. Amen. Just coming to Him in prayer through this Our Father, it brings healing. Amen. You see, it's not only who the person is. Amen. And who we are and who He is. But He said, Our Father which art in heaven. And that's a whole nother message. Amen. But the place place that he's at and the place that we're at, we realize and reverence him because heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. Amen. God Almighty is able and he's my sovereign and he's, amen, God himself. He exists literally by himself, and we exist because of him and through him. We have relationships because of him and through him. Amen. What I mean by that is he gave us the relationship, and the through him is it continues and it builds in a greater and a greater measure. I'm telling you what, the more you know the Father, the more you'll care about your family. The more you know the Father, the more you'll care about God's family. Do you know him this morning? Amen. Do you have a relationship with him? Do you know who I'm talking about? Do you know him on a first-hand basis? Have you talked to him, amen, in the last 24 hours? Or has it been all week since last Sunday, amen, that you even been in his presence? Talking about our Father this morning. The Father is standing on the road in Luke 15, looking down the road where the prodigal son left, looking down the road where he wandered off and left. The Father's looking this morning. I'm talking about our Father. Stand together with me this morning. While every head bowed and every eye closed, is there one here this morning and you don't know him? You don't know who I'm talking about. In your busy life, you never have an intimate relationship with the Father through daily prayer. Is there somebody here this morning, child of God? You're not praying. You're not talking to him. You're not seeking his face. Maybe you've got family problems. Maybe there's a turmoil in your heart and in your soul. You need to come to the Father. Maybe you have a need in your children's life. It affects you. It affects us. Maybe you have a need that it's out of your hands. You need the Father. You need our Father. Who you are, your identity, who you are in the family of God is found in prayer. Do you have a need this morning? Are you cold in your spirit? Are you cold in your heart, in your life? Have you not been praying? Have you not been seeking God? Have you not been crying out to him in prayer? Have you not been on your knees all week? Our Father is waiting. Our Father is ready. Our Father is willing. I want to know, is there one here this morning? You say, Brother Sam, I've got a need. I've got a problem. It's overtaken me. And I need prayer this morning. Would you lift up your hand? I see that hand. Anyone else? Is there any other need? Maybe it's a family problem or situation or a grudge or something or unforgiveness or something in your heart, your life. Something that you just can't resolve on your own. You need the Father. Would you lift your hand? You say, that's me, Brother Sam, and my family.
Maybe your children, your lost loved ones, that's affecting you in a way. That relationship with God. Those two words, our Father. You may need to come to Him this morning as a little child crying out. Don't even know the words to say, but cries out. And the parent hears that cry. He knows it's a cry for hunger. You may be as a little toddler who cries out for his father because he needs help, and the father is immediately there. You may be as a young person this morning. You need direction. You need teaching. The father. You may be a little older. You've went the wrong way. You need correction. If he corrects, he deals with you as a son. You may be on up, and you would just like to sit down and talk to him. Our Father this morning is waiting. I'd like for us to gather in these altars, spend some time in prayer. Ask the Lord to help us. Ask the Lord to speak to us. Ask the Lord to deal with us this morning.